This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is sponsored by Native. Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist hoe who lives in New York City and is back, my niggas.
Facts. And me, one fat, black, single, pansexual, ooh, whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here.
Yes.
And Akua, pronouns she, her, one sexually fluid, demisexual. I don't know. That's me
that
today.
That's good. You should have just said demisexual, period. Period. Okay. My pronouns are she and her. I forgot to say that.
And my pronouns are she and her as well.
I feel like you come back and you're single. You come back in a relationship. You come back and you're single.
Nah. I think at this point, people are probably tired of me. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Like, what's going on over there?
Nah. It's real. It's real things right now.
I guess we'll talk about it a little bit later. Yeah. We have two types of episodes on this here show. But also, thank you for joining us again. And we really enjoyed our break and we're glad to be back. On this here show, we have two types of episodes. They are group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this here show, and one of my lovely rotating co-hosts talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. In our group episodes, all of the hosts come together to chat about sexual current events in the world, our lives, and yours. This episode is a group episode, and we're down one. Rob.
Yeah.
They had to do army things, but yeah. And then also for the month of August, we're also taking a little break from interview episodes. So there'll be either group episodes or episodes with just one of us or three of us or something like that. But it'll still be good content though.
Always is.
Yes, it always is. Yes. So on this episode, we're talking about things like all of our various hoes of the week who supported us throughout the month of July. Some very sexy bays of the week that I have, and I'm very excited to talk about them. Some events that we have coming up. Rebecca's going to tell us about a masturbation suit for disabled folks. We're going to get into our fuck me's, and we're going to read some of your listener letters. Sounds good.
Yeah.
But before we get into that, we have some short segments, and they are
Bay of the Week.
We talk about people who we find attractive.
Hoe of the Week.
Where we shout out you guys, the homies, the listeners, and the fans.
Self-care tip of the week.
Where we give you some advice on how to take care of yourselves.
And date idea of the week.
Where we give date ideas of the week.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Oh, it's beautiful. And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you could do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
And if you want to pay us to speak at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, or the other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show, we would love to do so. So please send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com. Up first, bay of the week.
Whoop, whoop.
Did anybody else have bays?
No, I don't like people.
Okay.
She always says exactly the same way, too. No, I have no one.
I would like you both to pull out your phones.
Sure.
And look at these sexy-ass motherfuckers. So,
got it.
I don't talk about this on this show very often, but I really love reality TV. Mm-hmm. And not all kinds of reality TV. It's mostly like dating shows and like 90 Day Fiancé type shows. I fucking love those things. So one of like my favorite shows for a long time now has been Are You the One? Do either of you know the premise of that?
No.
Okay, so
she's so excited.
I'm so excited. So it'll be like 20 singles in a house, mm-hmm. and every person in the house has their quote unquote perfect match that has been chosen beforehand, but they don't know. So they all have to figure it out before the end of like a 10 week period of time. And if they do, they win $1 million collectively. So it's split between the 20 people. It's been heteronormative bullshit, but still great bullshit for the past 7 seasons. But then this season, everybody is gender fluid.
Wow.
And they're just all beautiful and they're all fucking each other. And I love it. So I just like everybody on the cast this season. I think they're all really fucking attractive. But these particular people are like super duper attractive to me. And they're just very endearing people. So the first one is somebody named Basit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys can go on their Instagram, but they're like,
I'm looking at them now and they're like a vibe. I understand.
Just to turn that for me. And they live here.
I played myself. I can't see.
I was like, wait, you're gonna see.
I ain't got no eyes. Ooh, child.
They are so fucking beautiful. A lot of these people live in New York, so like I wanna like they have like a live screening of the show and I want to go one day, like the sit host live screening of the show. So they're gender non-conforming and they also do drag. Mm-hmm. So they have a whole drag persona named Dion Slay. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking beautiful. And like they were like getting played out by this white nigga on the show who like wore beanies and I'm like, you're too good for him, why are you doing that? But then after being played for like 2 weeks in a row, Basit was like, okay, well, you know, if you want to get me now, you have to fight for me.
Ooh.
And Basit made the person do like this fucking beautiful ass date and like they like bought them flowers and stuff like that.
Yes.
It was just great and I was just like, yes, Basit, fuck, I love him so much. And then there's this person on the show named Remy who's also fucking sexy as hell. The first very episode, Remy is out there, like two people were like in a fake relationship kind of thing and Remy like saw one of the people and just like bought them into what they call the boom boom room. Mm-hmm. And just fucked the other person's man.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I love you because you're a fucking hoe. And then like they just got really kind and nice and like smart about like everybody in the house. So I'm like, I fucking love Remy. And then there's please go on Brandon's Instagram.
Wait, I just want to like clarify
quickly.
There's a room in this show
called the Boom Boom Room
for fucking.
Okay. Yes, the Boom Boom Room.
Hey,
yes.
All right.
Such a great show, man. Please go on Brandon Davis's Instagram.
It's so hard.
My fingers don't move fast enough, Samantha.
But okay, so I'll tell you a little bit about Brandon. Obviously, Brandon is like fluid like these other people. He had posted like something on Instagram today where he was like, you know, bi, gay, whatever, straight. I'm not really into labels. Just call me Brandon. I'll call you fucking daddy, my nigga, because you are gorgeous. He just like... He looks like what you would call trade. Like, he looks, like, very masculine. Uh-huh. And there was, like, one episode where they had a queer... Brandon! Exactly! They had a queer prom, and Brandon was just out there with his little wig on. I'm like, yes, Brandon, you better be fucking comfortable in your fucking masculinity. He's so gorgeous.
Nah, Brandon
oh,
just...
Man.
Brandon
oh, man.
Yeah. Brandon just...
has no words.
Nigga.
Brandon, man, I just
wow
love you.
But I need to watch the show.
Recently, he found his perfect match, and it's also a very beautiful, lovely black woman by the name of Aisha. And then another thing that attracts me to Brandon is that the two people in the house he was attracted to the most were Basit and Aisha.
Mm.
And I'm just like, I fucking see that you like all people of gender expressions. That attracts me to you even more. What? And then Aisha looks good and Basit looks good. So my nigga, I know you have good
taste. Talk about Brandon thirst trapping with this photo here.
Mm-hmm.
You so not. Aku is showing us a photo of Brandon sitting on a chair naked holding a...
He's not holding,
is he holding anything but his genitals?
Okay.
But
his genitals.
But
yes,
his genitals.
Yes.
Or there.
Can we hold your genitals? Brandon's pronouns are he and her.
Okay.
And then there's finally Kai. And you know, normally I don't like have white people as Bay of the Week, but I think Kai is just a cute little fucking trans masculine nigga. And I'm very attracted to Kai. And they're cool and they're also a hoe. So Kai had fucked Remy. Mm. And then Kai was in a relationship with this other girl. And now Kai is getting with two other girls. Like, that's the way that Kai is.
I gotta watch
the
show.
It's just lovely. Like, it's like obviously like sleaze, like sleazy garbage, but it's also just like, oh, this is like inclusive sleazy garbage.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, thank you for letting me stand out for a second, guys, because
the joy that's
no
emanating from you right now was
show
worth
that
it.
I know, like that.
Look how everyone that I clicked on, it said follow by Slam Red. I was like,
yeah,
Smith and I'm playing these games.
I love these niggas. Yes. Yeah.
Mm.
So that was cool. I also have like a lot of thoughts about MTV in general, and this has been like the queerest MTV year, and some things they're doing right and some things I think they're doing wrong, but this is not the time or place for that, so mm-hmm. It's fine. I need to find another outlet. All right, let's go on to Hoe of the Week. So the first is, you know, we ask people to review us on iTunes a lot, and we show love to iTunes reviewers, but we don't often show love to Stitcher reviews because they come in pretty infrequently, so I don't really check them as often. But I wanted to give a shout out to JOK, Darlin, and Anai SF, who have all reviewed us in the past year.
Thank you.
We really appreciate that. And then special shout out to all the folks who have become patrons and donated even while we were on break. So there was Nicole H, Bag Lady, shout out to the homies Bag Ladies, Kitty L, Yee, Miss Vixen, shout out to Queen and the whole Miss Vixen team, Terrell Star, at Be the Puma, who, that sounds weird to say out loud, Beat the Puma up. They left a really nice note on PayPal and Patreon, and they donated via both PayPal and Patreon, so we really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Shout out to Diane J, Geos for Ma, who sent some happy birthday money for me and Akua, and Leanne.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Shout out to the people who showed love on our body post and our birthday post. That was really appreciated.
Good. Thank you.
Yes. Shout out to the people who came to July Sex Trivia, including our consistent all-star teams, Tater Thotties and Pretty Young Thoughts. Also, shout out to our new teams, the winners Scorgasm and the teaching hoes who came all the way from Cameroon, Boston, and Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas came from Africa, bro.
We didn't talk about July. Well, the people haven't heard about July Sex Trivia.
What do you mean?
We were in there wilding.
Oh, yeah. It was actually wild.
Tiebreakers. Yeah, we were rapping.
That was actually pretty wild. Yeah, there were two tiebreakers.
Yes.
It was a four-way
tie. Wow.
It was ridiculous. Oh, yeah, you weren't there.
No.
Yeah.
What ticket you weren't
there?
Was
a whining contest. There was what's that song? There was a My Neck, My Back rap-off.
Yes.
That somebody just started rapping. That was one of the hosts from Boston. Shout out to you for coming, but thank you for ruining it. I think she was actually from Brooklyn. But yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. Oh,
yes. It was a wild time. I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, that was good. Shout out to Janae JB, who's been very active in our newly founded Facebook group. Yay. Shout out to Jasmine Grant, who wrote about us in Essence Magazine. That was super dope. Jasmine. Shout out to Jamila, who we saw at BRT Weekend,
yes!
Which was super cool. BRT Weekend is it stands for Beach Road Trip Weekend. It's like a Caribbean festival that happens in different cities across America and in the Americas. It was pretty whack. Parts of it were whack, parts of it were not whack. I plan on doing a YouTube video about this, so stay tuned for that. Shout out to a listener by the name of Rianne, who slid in my DM with some good sunblock advice.
Oh.
And shout out to Sweetback, who many, many months ago, or maybe even a year ago, asked us about how to start their own podcast, like general advice, and they actually started their podcast.
Yay.
I listened to it, and it was a nice vibe. It was a nice vibe. It's like a talk radio show.
You forgot Shelton.
I didn't want to say him because he's a man and I don't know if he actually listened.
Okay.
He was the guy who we met at BRT and was like, I'm going to listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, niggas. That's how I feel about men. Unless you're listening, in which case, thank you.
Only if you're listening. Otherwise, fuck you.
Nah, that's a fucking fact. Self-care tip of the week.
My self-care tip of the week comes from deep in my bag because nice. I'm in my bag this week, y'all. But it's also not anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, well, it's coming from, obviously, I'm now single now, and I'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that, and it seems cliche, but love yourself first and put yourself first. Because when you're in a relationship, I have been doing this for a long time, up until the last time I actually broke up with my ex. I was really just kind of like codependent and really involved in another person to the point where sometimes I felt like I didn't really know who I was without them.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I made it a priority to kind of just like reconvene with myself every now and again and be like, all right, what do you actually want? Like, what are these things? And like go on dates with myself, like, you know, just making sure that I'm independent and not only and solely a partner to someone. I'm also myself.
Yeah.
And I say that because I don't know, I haven't really been like as distraught as I was in the past because I just feel like, okay, like it's just me again and I'm good with that, like because I'm good with myself, you know what I mean? And I was talking to somebody recently who was just like trying to define what a soulmate is, and it was like this whack nigga, and I was like, okay, your definition is about to be whack anyway, but like he was like, oh, you know, that's the person that should, you know, be able to solve everything that you need, and that when everything's wrong, all the fantasies that you have, that's the person that's supposed to do it. I was like, that is the worst definition I've ever heard. Like, that person is me. That's what I was said to him. I was like, the person that you're saying, like, who's gonna be able to create all those things is me. So to think that I have to wait until I meet the
And when you say me, you mean you for yourself, not
me
for
myself. Yeah, not for him at all. You're right. Thank you for clarifying. I need to make sure that's clear. The person that's going to like create this like destiny and this all this stuff, like I said it to him and I was like, that's me for myself. Like I don't need to find somebody else to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that like a long time ago I probably wouldn't have been able to say that because I was just so, I didn't know who I was without another person. So just I guess the self-care tip is to make sure you know who you are, so that if you do lose someone, if you know, I don't want you guys to lose anybody. I want you guys, you know, to stay happy and healthy. But if you do, you're not losing yourself with them. You're still you. It's just like, all right, I'm going to be good.
You know? Simba, remember who you are.
So concrete ways to do that is to date yourself. Date check yourself, in with yourself.
Check in with yourself.
Listen to Soulmate by Lizzo, because it's literally what Rodeca it said is. In song form.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's true.
And I love it.
Yeah. Go on dates with yourself. Just like making sure that when you make a decision, it's what you want to do and not, you can compromise, but not compromising to the point where you're sacrificing something that means something to you, or like your self-worth, or like your integrity, any of those things. Like, make sure that whatever you do, it's something that's a reflection of what you really want to do, and not as opposed to somebody else.
That was good.
Yeah,
you know, I can agree with that. And that is very important right now, because this is the summer of breakups.
It's kind of disgusting, to be honest with you. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Cute date idea of the week. I would say hit up a local pro wrestling show, because it's a really fun fucking time. I don't know how you would find this in your particular town other than like going on Eventbrite and searching pro wrestling show. But like, there's a whole bunch of like independent circuits that like go and travel across the U.S. If you are in the U.S., I don't know how that plays out outside of the U.S. But it's just a fun ass time. Like, you get popcorn and you yell at people who are like fake fighting. It's fun.
That sounds fun.
That don't sound fun to me, but that's Samantha's lane. Well, that's Sam's lane. So
it's fun to me.
Koo was like, fuck that bullshit. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't like being in spaces where people are yelling. It makes me very hypervigilant. So
okay.
That's why it's not living. I'm like, oh, we gotta go, because
they wilding in here.
They're not wilding.
I do
though.
Like, I do like yelling at things.
Okay, just like other people yelling.
Like, if
at
it
things,
was a movie and I was at home, it'd be great. You know, okay. I could yell at the screen.
What if it was a movie and you weren't at home? Because that's what wrestling is.
Yeah, I don't. So. And it's like everybody yelling. Nah, okay. I gotta go.
That's fine. Well, that's my date tip of the week. I hope those of you who are with the shits enjoy that. Now for some event plugs. You guys want to read some of these? There are men texting me who I do not remember right now. So
first we have the Mix Fixin. Sorry. I just heard you say
there's like three different 347 numbers. And I keep looking back like, is this the same number? But it's like different.
Someone
niggas.
Texted me and was like, sorry, I didn't answer you. And I was like, who the hell is this? I don't know. I'm kind of in the same wave as you. I don't get it.
No, I blocked a nigga that I met at BRT and he hit me up on WhatsApp. And I was like,
the goal. Like, why can't it be the nigga who you want who does things?
Yeah, like, who's like,
yo,
persistent
that
like
is
that.
So proactive like
who finds
that.
Finds different channels. Nah, it'd be the one doing
it. It'd be the niggas you don't want. So Miss Vixen, go ahead.
Okay. Yes, so first we have the Miss Vixen Bad Bitch Affirmation Workshop on August 16. Miss Vixen IRL is an event series of workshops and conversations that center Black women and femmes through communal conversations. This is a space for us to affirm every bad bitch thing about us. This month's Miss Vixen will discuss how do I feel about my body. They want thoughts on what you think about how your body feels, looks, and functions. Then they will go further to affirm that our bodies are enough. It's a space free to get things out, take things in, and leave with new thoughts and feelings about your body and other women and femmes. This workshop allows entry via a donation of your choice. Links to the tickets in the description of this episode. Also, shout out to Miss Vixen Podcast.
Yes. And I believe that's at 5:00 at Cafe Con Libro.
Yes.
There you go.
Libre.
It's Libros.
Oh.
It's books, not freedom.
Oh, yeah. Libros. I thought it was freedom, not books. Then I remember it's a bookstore.
It's actually a really cool spot.
It is. I love it.
Yeah.
So Queer Walk is having a Queer Walk Upstate Escape Retreat.
Yes.
From August 30th to September 1st. You can join your favorite Black queer troublemakers and Queer Walk co-host Money and Akita in Syracuse for a fun and regenerative hashtag Queer Walk weekend. Take this time to hang out and meet other members of the Queer Walk community starting the evening of the evening of Friday, August 30th, and wrapping up the night of Sunday, September 1st. This will be a fun and chill weekend to de-stress, be in, and build community, and learn a thing or two about the rich abolitionist and organizing history of Syracuse, New York. Some of the events that weekend will be queer folks of color only events for all self-identified women, femmes, non-binary, agender, and trans folks. But others will be open to everyone. Queer Walk is curating the event and covering entry for many of the events through the weekend. Your only responsibility, if you choose to join them, is covering your own lodging and meals.
Yes.
It sounds lit and I wish I could go.
Yeah, me too.
But we would be doing...
Yes. If you cannot attend the Queer Walk retreat, which you have to RSVP for pretty soon if you do want to, like 2 days after this comes out. But if you cannot attend Sunday, September 1st, we're doing September edition of Sex Trivia. Ooh. Sundays. Ooh. And it's going to be during Labor Day weekend. That's my Caribbean side coming out. So you already know the deal, Sex Trivia Sundays. It's a pub trivia style event. We have Babeland sponsoring the prizes that we give away to winners. It's at Love Story, which is in Bushwick, New York. It's free. We have giveaways. We have twerking. There's drinks specials. We always have our sex expert from Babeland, Nika. It's a lovely ass time. To register to play, visit the description of this episode and click the link for Sex Trivia. Pay a ho. If you love this show and appreciate the hard work that we do to bring it to you every week, we would so greatly appreciate it if you supported us monetarily and non-monetarily. To support us monetarily, we ask you to visit innerhouseuprising.com and choose the Pay a Ho Once or Pay a Ho Monthly options. Pay a Ho Once redirects you to our PayPal, where you can drop off any one-time donation at any amount that you want as many times as you want. So that takes you to paypal.me/innerho. It's kind of like we're fuck buddies and we just call each other up when we want to satisfy that itch. If you choose the Pay a Ho Monthly option, you'll be redirected to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/innerhouseuprising. On Patreon, you'll be given the option of setting a monthly recurring donation at any price that you want. And we'll return the favor with some monthly goodies, like we're in a committed relationship and we have some expectations for one another. So if you donate $2 or more a month, you get early and discounted access to Inner Ho Uprising events. And if you donate $5 or more a month, you get, fuck that, a regular Inner Ho Uprising newsletter curated by yours truly. It's fun, it's insightful, it's filled with offbeat stories about sex, love, and dating that you may have missed in the current drudgery of the news cycle. If you're strapped for cash or don't wish to support us monetarily, then there are other ways to help us out. You can leave an Apple Podcast review or a Stitcher review. You can comment on one of our episodes on SoundCloud or CastBox or Himalaya. You can tweet about us and tag us on Twitter or Instagram. You can reply to Twitter threads asking what your favorite podcasts are with our @. You can drop a link to your favorite Inner Ho Uprising episode in your group chat. You can tell your work best friend to give us a listen. Or you can walk down the street rocking some Inner Ho Uprising merchandise, which you can find on innerhouseuprising.com/merchandise. Now, let's get into this motherfucking show. That's a party on the beat. That's a party on the weekend. She love a party on the weekend. She love a party on the weekend. What you doing? Okay, so our first segment is Fuck That. And it is our current event segment, and Rebecca is telling us about something quite interesting.
Yeah. So I saw something that I thought was really dope and something that I feel like is kind of forgotten a lot of the time, which is great that someone decided to invent something. Mm-hmm. It is the Ripple Sex Experience. That is what it's called. I love That's the fucking fun. Name. It's a masturbation suit that helps disabled people reach orgasms. So it was some Taiwanese inventors, and they designed it to ensure that people are able to relieve their sexual tension in private, regardless of their physical condition. The creators say that the suit focuses on the stimulation of tactile, the simulation. Of tactile stimulation. That is a direct quote. That is what they wanted
to
say.
I like that.
Yeah. It has heated air inflated cushions that are placed at the sensitive areas such as breasts and thighs, and the air cushions will gradually inflate along the muscle to stimulate the feeling of touching and caressing, which I thought was really sweet. There's also some stimulation such as vibrations and pressure for erogenous zones. It also comes with a face mask that helps enhance the user's pleasure by blocking out ambient light, playing relaxing music, and releases a pheromone which reduces possible anxiety and increases the user's sex drive. The remote control can either work via preset or it can be adjusted by the user themselves. And after every session, it inflates and the cushions heat up all over the suit to stimulate the feeling of a hug to make sure that the users feel at ease after orgasm.
This is like wholesome.
I'd be needing hugs after orgasms.
I just hugged my pillow.
What exactly? You know,
it was so okay. And then other cushions that are placed at the shoulder and abdominal will inflate simultaneously to create the feeling of being embraced.
Wow.
Yeah, the Ripple masturbation suit.
This is better
only
than sex.
I know.
No, when I was gonna say once Proteca was done. Go ahead, Rosa.
Okay, sorry. The Ripple masturbation suit only requires the caregiver to dress the user before they leave the room, therefore reducing any feelings of self consciousness and improving privacy. Because a lot of the time, caregivers can be like family members. Mm-hmm. Or just like people who like may not want to, they just want to help, but at the same time it may make them uncomfortable. An especially designed receiver will inform the caregiver when the session is over. So it's just as simple as putting on and taking off clothes, which is a regular thing that a caregiver does on their routine. So they designed it to look like clothing so they're less embarrassed when assisting, since they're just helping them put it on and off. And then that way the user themselves is also not in an uncomfortable situation. They're just being assisted by putting their clothes on and off. So, in theory,
they don't even have to know what the suit is.
Technically, Cool. They can just be like, put this on afterwards, and then when they're done, like, that's what it is. But I was like, this is like the sweetest thing that I've ever seen. And like, I was trying to, like, it's interesting that it was invented in Taiwan because they also have a program where called Hand Angels, where they like have sex workers who come in and they help with masturbation for disabled people as well. So I was like, they're very focused on like making sure that people
Shout
are comfortable.
Taiwan.
Yeah, Taiwan
yes,
is like out
because
here.
Ain't nobody
I didn't
else.
Even know that was going on up in
it
there.
It is. I don't know, but like I was thinking about the suit and I was like, yo, like this is, they thought about everything, like just intimacy and all that type of stuff. It's really, that's really nice. Technology is lit. Like it, you don't think about things, but like that
technology
shit
is lit when it's used for good,
exactly,
and not evil.
That sounds like an enjoyable experience.
Shout out to the designers. I wonder if they are disabled or like what inspired them.
It didn't say, but I don't know what inspired them to do it.
But that's cool.
Backstory would be cool, like if it was
that's interesting. I would like to have
there
them
you
on
go
the show. Thank you for that, Rodeca. That that warmed my
it did
my
it
cold
did.
Heart
it did.
Cool. All right, you guys want to go into fuck me? But first, a quick message from our sponsor today. So it's summer, and if you're listening, I know for a fact that you are a snack and you deserve to smell and feel like one too. That's why we want to tell you about Native. So Native is a line of personal care products free of unsavory things like aluminum, parabens, and sulfates. At Native, they create safe, simple, effective products that people can use in the bathroom every day. They create products with trusted ingredients and trusted performance backed up by over 8,000 five-star reviews from their customers. So like I said up top, their products are specifically formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc. They're filled with ingredients found in nature like coconut oil for its antimicrobial properties, shea butter as a moisturizer, and emollient and tapioca starch, which absorbs wetness. They do not use animal testing and offer free shipping and returns. Most importantly, it lasts. So Native can hang with your workout, a strenuous dick appointment, or a long 16-hour day at the job. So Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for all folks, like coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. You know I love to smell good based on a season. They also offer an unscented formula and baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. So I've used Native and I'm a big fan for two important reasons. So one being that it smells fucking amazing. I use the coconut and vanilla and it has me smelling and feeling like a snack all day. And the second is that I really appreciate the natural ingredients. So I used to have like a discoloration under my arms, but since using Native, I peeped that the color is evening out. And I think it has to do with the fact that Native is using ingredients that are better on my skin, as opposed to like putting aluminum on my skin. So yeah, Native gets a 10 out of 10 from me. And less is more with Native. They have fewer, simpler ingredients, so you know everything that's in your deodorant. There's no risk to try, and they offer free returns and exchanges in the USA. And as listeners of Inner Hoa Uprising, you will receive 20% off of your first purchase. If you visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code IHU during checkout, once again, you can save 20% off of your first Native purchase by using the promo code I as in inner, H as in ho, and U as in uprising at nativedeodorant.com. And now let's get back into the show.
Fuck me.
A segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives.
I mean, of course, as y'all know, nothing's happening in my life. But I did want to talk.
How many cobwebs are around the vagina right now?
You're like,
well, not many. Not many. I keep it waxed. I keep it, you know, moist and exercised.
Imagine your wax lady just like waxing off actual cobwebs.
Or like, she's like, how did these like, get here? What are you okay?
But she just does her job. She's paid to do it. Yeah, that's curious.
I always tip her well, so she'd be fine.
There you go.
She'd be fine. So yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm still chilling. But what I did want to talk about was my experience at BRT a bit.
Okay.
Because it was the first time in a long time that I got a lot of male attention.
Ooh. There was a lot of niggas there.
It was a lot of niggas.
You was out there looking good.
They were fonder than I expected. I didn't give them enough.
You was out here looking good, but they were also out there looking good.
Thank you. I be trying some things. Trying some things. But no, those niggas was out there looking good. Some of the women were out there looking good too.
Yeah, that was
I saw
pleasant.
Me a couple of studs, but I was like, all right, so you want this work too? Or what are we gonna do?
You see studs at those events and they're just like, because you know, it's a Caribbean thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they homophobia. Play some there's some homophobic there. Songs, and you see the studs like busting a blank, and I'm like, why are you doing that?
Are we connecting?
I know that you're gay, sis. I know.
No, we're queer.
It's very obvious what's going on. Yeah, but yeah.
Oh, that also reminded me of something else. I actually do have a babe of the week. Haha.
Wow.
Ooh.
That took me
eight
all the way
segments
back.
Later.
And put me back in. But like being in that atmosphere, it was different one because I was in a space with my friends where I'm always happy.
Yes.
When I'm with my bitches, I'm always happy.
True.
But there was so much body positivity within us this time around because a lot of people have gained weight and worn short. But like it was, everyone was just so comfortable with themselves.
Danielle's ass out the whole time. I couldn't even say the actual sentence properly because I was just like,
because it was
Danny
just like,
ass,
what?
Ass out.
That's not, you know, typically of that friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that made me feel so comfortable. And then to have like all of this male attention, though, you know, fuck these niggas. It don't mean nothing.
That's a fact.
Was like, I know that it was just niggas trying to shoot their shot. It, you know, wasn't genuine in any way, but it was a reminder that you still got it. Like,
yes.
It was like a, yes, bitch, you's a bad bitch. And that's something that, of course, I don't need from men or other people because I tell myself that. But, you know, getting that outside validation from the opposite sex when you're attracted to them is, you know, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice. I'm not going to front like it wasn't. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But even in receiving it, I realized I still don't want these niggas. And then like, yeah, just keep.
That is a whole
because
mood.
I don't want to attribute this like horoscope, but I'm a flirt.
Uh-huh.
I like to flirt. I like the banter of it. It's very intellectually stimulating.
Yeah.
And to be able to do that when I haven't in so long was what was so enjoyable. But at the end of that, no, you can't have my number. I'll see you at the next party.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, I was really carving niggas like, nah, I'll see you at the next party. Don't worry. I got a dance for you. Dodging them when I saw them the next
time.
Weak. Like, I just want to flirt. This ain't going to be long term. I don't want none of y'all. Mm. None.
Mm-hmm.
None. Like, and when
N-O-N-E.
I None. Nan one of y'all. I don't know how many ways I can say this.
Nine noit.
No.
Nunca.
But, you know, when I realized that, I was like, oh, it's clip for these niggas. Like, I'm done. But this is fun. You know, it was fun getting that attention. It was fun wingmanning for my friends. It was nice playing with these niggas.
Yeah. Ooh. Playing with men is fun. Yes. Until they're like, you gonna suck my dick though?
And that's when I gotta go.
Until they're like, should feminism exist? That's gay people, yay or nay.
Oh, that reminds me of the troll. Don't take me back there, Smith. Don't take me back there. But yeah, that was fun. I also wanted to talk about my experience with getting my son's nails done.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier this summer, in the very beginning of the summer, me and Samantha took my son to get his nails painted.
Yes.
As part of our birthday celebration.
Yes.
Because I was, of course, going to do my nails for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And of course, as a parent who now has their child more times than often, he was going to come with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was something that I'd spoken to him about like maybe a week, 2 weeks prior. And he went to his father's house and he was very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
He was very excited about it. So, of course, when my son is excited about something, he just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
So he, I think, is at his father's house saying that he's going to get his nails done, which is, again, fine with me. So I thought. We're going to unpack that a bit.
Mm.
And
fine with you that he told his dad?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, fine that he's going to do his nails in general.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So one day or the weekend of, I get a text message from my child's father.
Oh, God.
Which was just, I'm not going to read it, but it was just very ignorant. It was very homophobic. It was very...
It's toxic as hell.
Toxic masculine. It was just, it was disgusting.
It was disgusting
in content. It was disgusting in the way that he approached and, you know, not even discussed, the way he approached and verbally assaulted me.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. And I didn't expect that from him.
Mm-hmm.
But then that made me realize that we're not the same people we were when we had this child. Like when we had our son, I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And I've grown in so many ways from then. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Facebook Memories, for reminding me of that every fucking day.
Yo.
But I've grown so many, you know, many ways in that. And I'm in a space now where so many people are smarter and more aware and, you know, I don't want to say more politically correct, but just people, like just
decent human beings.
Decent human beings that I assume that the whole world has grown that way.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that
we have a president for a reason.
I don't acknowledge that.
But like that happened for a reason. Like these.
I promise you.
But I feel like I was in this headspace that everyone that I knew or had some kind of intimate connection with, mm-hmm, has grown in the ways that I've grown.
Right.
And that reminded me very quickly. No, bitch. Mm-hmm. No. No. And then, of course, then I start to pull evidence as a therapist with irrational thoughts. I start to pull evidence of times where this behavior was shown, like homophobic behaviors. And again, I attribute it to us being young, because mm-hmm, young people, that's what you're kind of indoctrinated with before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can think for yourself, mm-hmm, and know that's wrong. So once I did that, I was like, all right, I'm not that bit of surprise. But because I like when I see homophobia happening with other people, like it's directed to their children. So I shouldn't have been surprised as I was, mm-hmm, but I was surprised just because of my thinking where I was in my head. So basically, I told him to go fuck himself. I'm going to do what the fuck I want with my kid. If my kid wants to get his nails painted, guess where the fuck we about to go? To the nail salon. He getting these feet and these hands done.
And
how
he sure
about
did.
That?
And he sure did.
Right. So that was my standing. I'm all for it until we get to the nail salon.
Mm.
Because now I have a lot of social anxiety. And I have a lot of anxiety about my parenting capabilities and what I'm doing, which I feel is normal because it's a whole nother person. Yeah. I ain't trying to fuck him up. I'm trying to make sure he's a decent human being. So like when it comes to like there was these reactions from people, like when we walked in with him, like just the fact that he was a boy walking in with two femme presenting people. the stares that I saw, I was like, I can't even bring him with me, even if I was just doing my nails. Like, is this what the world is? Like, and that was also one of the issues my son's father had, like, that I was even taking him to the nail salon with me. And I was like, nigga, where the fuck am I supposed to put him?
Like, why would you?
In the closet? I don't understand. Where he go everywhere else with me?
Yeah.
So, like, to see people's reaction, mind you, there were men there. Assuming cisgender or masculine.
There was like three niggas there.
There were three whole grown ass men there also, you know, receiving services, or at least two of them were. But to see that, to see their reaction, like they were taken aback, then got my anxiety up.
You think the niggas were taken aback?
The niggas and the women there.
Okay.
And then the workers. So when it was like, all right, I'm doing my nails, she's doing her nails, and he's doing their nails, there was these looks. And then this question of, oh, he's too? And I'm like, yeah, hands and feet. And it was me fighting my anxiety while still trying to affirm this, because I don't want my son to think just because there's social pressures, you should fold in your beliefs and not do things that you want to do. Because fuck these people. But I noticeably felt my anxiety rising, like, while doing it. And I was like, no. And then I'm like, I had to remind myself, like, you're not doing anything wrong. Like, literally, that was the mantra that was staying in my head. Like, you're not doing anything wrong. Because at the very least, my son, he has cerebral palsy. He has limited capabilities in walking, but his feet are rough as fuck. So he needed that pedicure anyway. Okay. He needed it anyway. So then, like, I was noticing the stares and people doing it, and I was just trying to, like, keep calm in the moment, like, present calm and, you know, go through with this, of course, because again, there's nothing wrong with that. And he wanted to do his nails pink and green. So when I handed the nail polish to the nail tech, she looked at me like, this one? I was like, yes, that one. And that one too. You're going to mix and match. He's going to tell you what he wants. Like, and she just kind of looked at me like, oh, we're about to put pink on. I'm like, yeah, I didn't stutter. Do his nails, but not the toes. I was like, no, but not the toes. Toes can get clear because they'll rub off quicker than his nails. And they were already charging me $25 for that boy's feet. We not about to waste money on bro. But after that whole experience, like, I had to really sit with myself and kind of unpack that anxiety and, like, validate myself as a parent, and kind of, like, it made me kind of reach in and really, like, just scrape out the rest of, like, my internalized homophobia, because to even question if I'm doing the right thing when I know I am is like, all right, something's still in there. Like, painting his nails ain't gonna make him gay. If he was gay, I'd get an inkling by now. The boy got two girlfriends, or so he claims. You know, and that might change as he gets older, as it changed for me. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And doing these things that are quote unquote feminine or whatever will not influence him in any way. And, like, it made me think, what else happened after that? Because, oh, and this pissed me off. He was out with a male friend of mine, and he took him to the park. And what happened, and mind you, like, I spoke with this male friend about it and my whole experiences and, you know, my concerns about it and my anxieties or whatever. So he took him to the park. He was with other kids, visibly nail painted. And I guess the other kids started to say homophobic things to him, like, oh, why do you have your nails painted? And in that, my son buckled, and he was like, oh, I just did it for my mom's birthday. Kind of like, you know, he didn't want to do it. So then this male friend, who was okay with all of this up until then, witnessing my son being attacked, also buckled and, like, came at me like, oh, why did you do this? And he had to be out there defending himself, and he was saying that you made him do it. And I was like, nigga, from the beginning, you knew what it was. And what pissed me off was because men always are like, oh, boys need to be around other men to learn how to be men. No, y'all want them to be around you to teach them toxic masculinity. That's the only thing you're trying to indoctrinate them. Because I was like, at that very moment, you as a man should have taught him he as a man, as a boy, needs to stand up in his decisions and not buckle regardless of what anybody has to say. And the fact that he had to come home and I had to have this conversation with him, which I'm fine with, you know, as his mother, but this should be a quote unquote male trait that you want to teach him. Y'all ain't doing it. Yep. Y'all not doing it. You want to teach them to hate gay people. You want to teach them that being woman is, you know, being feminine is bad. You want to teach them misogyny and misogyno. That's all you want to teach them, because these characteristics he needs as a man, as a human, y'all aren't instilling. I got to come back and do that work too. So that was that experience.
A fucking read.
That, but that, like,
cosign 1000%.
But yeah, that whole experience, you know, really had to make me like go inward and kind of scrape out the rest of my internal, you know, homophobia, my internalized misogynoir at that, you know, and really like, but like, all right, so there's some still in there. We got some work to do. But yeah, that was that. That was my summer so far.
Shout out to you for like doing the work on yourself.
Yeah.
I'll be trying. Just so that I can.
That was a very, like, I didn't expect that to upset me so much, but I'm like sitting here really mad. Like,
I already knew the first part, yeah. But like what did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, son. Like, these are the moments. Like, this is where progressive shit happens. This is where we need you motherfuckers mm-hmm. to show up. And you fucking and you, failed.
And when I say that, pissed me off. So
you
much.
Dropped the ball you, so hard,
and that's what
son.
I said. You dropped the ball, because instead of turning to him and be like, "You made this," because you knew,
and he's gonna fucking remember that shit. Yeah. Regardless, he's gonna remember what you told him too. But now he has these conflicting fucking narratives from like a grown ass man who he looks up to.
Like, you knew that never will I push my son to do anything, exactly. Whether I feel like it's progressive or
he would
not.
Never do something if like that. And he knows you. So what the fuck?
If he didn't
like, you're just
do-
out here trotting Dave, like, oh, yeah, you know, Dave, I'm doing this. You want to do it, too? Like, you're putting wigs on Dave and all this bullshit or whatever.
Like I'm.
You just let Dave do whatever the fuck that boy wants to do.
Whatever he wants to do. That's it. I'm just out here like an open sudden, book.
A cool wants to paint Dave's nails. Out of where?
If he sat there and said he didn't want to do his nails, even though his feet needed it, I'm like, all right, you sit here, you play games on my phone, exactly. And me and Sam will be finished when we're finished. I let him pick his own colors. I did all of that. No, when he popped up with the pink and green, that reminded me of Sam. I was like, these. And me and Samantha was like, no, these don't really go together.
Yeah,
Samantha,
we found another the correct
green.
Pink and
like,
green.
Like,
that
we gotta get these shades.
That was my old school colors back in the day.
But that was it. Like, because you're not going to be out here looking a mess. But that was it. Nothing was like, oh, you must do this, as if I'm trying to indoctrinate him in this way. Whatever my kid wants to do is what my kid wants to do. And, you know, wherever I can fit and correct is where I fit. Incorrect. That's it. But mm-hmm. The ultimate goal is to make him a decent functioning human being. So when I'm gone, he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Or me as his ancestors gonna beat his ass. I'm gone, you better not start no shit. I'll be up there. But yeah, so that second part, like that part really pissed me off, because you dropped the ball. This is what you always say. You want to be a part of our lives. You want to be a part of his life to do. And the main opportunity, here you go reverting to your own internalized homophobia and your internalized toxic masculinity. Right. And that's not why we
instead of doing the actual fucking work like you did on yourself. Like, take a moment to fucking unpack that shit. Because it's not even like he did that like in the moment. He then came back to you with that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, he had time to sit and think about what just happened. The fuck, niggas? Talking to all you niggas at home, what the fuck?
So I had to call him out on that as well. I was like, I don't feel supported in this, and that's not what should have happened in that moment.
Exactly.
What did he say?
He was like, oh, yeah, you're right, but, you know, seeing, and I knew it was the fact that seeing it, because when you see a child being, like, attacked, it makes you defensive. But your defense
that to homophobia and those little motherfuckers who were bullying Dave.
That defensive should not have been. It was misdirected.
Yes.
So I got that initial reaction, and I got the misdirection, because it's easier to yell at me than kids you don't know.
Which is like a thing that black niggas do, and men in general, but like black men specifically. Like, where can I get my fucking aggressions about a society out on?
And you turn it right to black women,
exactly,
primarily. So I saw all that happening in the moment, and I was able to I'm like, oh, all right, so this is what it is, but I'm gonna tell you about yourself right now.
Right.
Because you dropped the ball. Exactly. And that shouldn't have happened. Because now I have to go sit down and have a conversation with my child after the fact. I wasn't there. So now after the fact, I have to tell him about standing in his own decisions and, you know, doing, you know, acting in certain ways. And like Smith says, he's gonna remember it, but with children, it has to be in the moment. Yeah. Teachable things have to be in the moment, because your brain remembers things with emotions and science and all that other stuff. But it has to be in the moment. It has to be adjacent. It has to be quick. It can't be far removed, because now he'll remember it, but you know, how much is he taking, you know, and how much would he have really took it on seeing it from a man he respected, getting it from a man he respected. Exactly. That's the whole point of having men in their lives. Because this is
masculinity, right? Exactly. Like, this is something that was questioning Dave's masculinity. So another man co-signing, like, no, that's fine to have your fucking nails painted, would have been like, oh, shit.
Would have changed the game.
That's been it for me this summer. I'm sorry to upset y'all.
I'm sorry to upset y'all. Yeah, I'm just like, this is shitty. Because all I can think is, like, he just wanted his nails.
He just wanted really all cute. All of it with Dave was just to bond with me. To do things that
he just likes to do, like, when he's, oh, can I do the podcast too, Mom? Yeah,
like.
But nobody got a fucking problem with that. Nobody's like, cool, you making Dave podcast out here? Oh,
God.
That was that.
It is shellac on your fingernails, guys. That is all. Like, sometimes you have to break something down to what it really is. It's coloring on your nails.
It comes off with some acetone
quite easily.
It's not a tattoo, it's on his hygiene. Face because you know that's it's, something
it's like hygiene first and foremost, and then shellac. Mm-hmm. What? Oh my God.
And to get so much pushback, because when it was the conversation with my son's father, I was like, I cut and file his nails at home, nigga. What is
exactly?
They but about to do the same thing I do.
You're making him gay by doing that. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, yeah, because he has to have ungrown, dirty fingernails.
To have a dirty butt.
Let's not go on that, because the struggle I'm having with my son to actually wipe his ass. Away
we go.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to scar you with this, but you're going to clean your ass. That's my dying breath.
Bro.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you. So I got dumped, y'all. That's my introduction. Bitch. A bitch got dumped.
So done.
That's nah, like, it's the first time it's ever happened in my life. I've never gotten broken up with, y'all. So I'm in my bag
that
already.
That shit is a blow, son.
It's a blow. It's a blow when it's through text message. So that kind of, you know, that's the second blow. I was text message broken up with. That's a lot. Me and my ex were going through, I mean, to be honest with you, like, I don't think it was anything crazy where I was like, yo, like, I need to get out of this. It was just like, yo, I'm frustrated or this, that, and the fourth. A lot of conversations were happening and I was making me think like, okay, are we going to make through this? Da, 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 da. And it was just like another conversation where I was like, hey, like, it was like one of those things where I actually needed him. Like, I was going through a lot. I had to change my hair. Everyone keeps thinking that, like, I be wanting to change my hair a lot. Like, that shit costs money. I had to change my hair for work because they literally wrote me up, like, because of the fact that my quote-unquote roots don't match, which I think is funny.
Don't they still not match now?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I saw my team lead and I looked at her and she was like, hey, girl. And I was like, okay. Oh, I really think it was like a micro. It was because of the dreads. Yeah. Like, I think that's exactly what it was. Because it was, even in that, which was a very, like, that day was just, like, a terrible day because when I got in, it was a meeting. So I walked in and, like, I didn't have the forms that I always have with me because you need a certain amount of items with you every time you get on a plane. And I didn't have the forms with me. And it was like, I always have them. So I was blindsided by the fact that I didn't have them. Then I found out that I could have just went around the corner and picked them up before I went to the meeting, but I didn't know where they were. So I ended up getting, like, she didn't write me up for that one, but I could have gotten written up for it. And I take my job mad seriously. So it was very upsetting. Mm-hmm. But then it was also like, okay, I'm just gonna say something about your hair. But she was like, well, I'm gonna make sure I pull other people here before I say anything because I don't want you to think that, like, I'm targeting you. Which was like, these words are mad weird. And, like, you pulled two other white people who are, like, looking at my locks and going, like, oh, not that it doesn't fit you or anything. We're only talking about the color, right? Like, they kept saying that. And I was like, what else would you be talking about if it's not the color? So it was like this very, like, weird dissection moment where I was just being, like, analyzed by three white people and just sitting there. And I was like, this is uncomfortable. And it was just one of those things where, like, I was so uncomfortable in that moment. And then to find out that I was getting rid of, and then to find out, like, I don't know what else happened that day. Like, the turbulence was bad and I already had, like, a thing about that. So it was just like my anxiety was so peaked. And, like, I texted him and kept texting him and kept getting left on red. Like, and I was just like, wow, I really, like, I kind of really need you right now and I cannot rely on you. So that happened, and then like the text message right afterwards was like, yeah, like I can't be everything you need, so like we should just be friends. And I was like, oh, okay, wow. It all happened in the same day. That's, and it was just a style. Bad day. Like it was one of those things yeah, where I was just like already like reaching out to like everyone, because I was just like, I feel terrible right now. Mm-hmm. Like, why is everything happening today? Why is all this stuff, you know? And then when that happened, that was the end of my day, and I went home and I was like, wow, this is the worst. Like, this is the worst thing. So then the next day, like, I texted him back, because he had said in the message, like, he had said a lot of like self-awareness thing where it was like, you know what, I realize that I haven't been able to do certain things for you, and I know that you deserve more and all that type of stuff, through text message. I still can't get over that, but regardless, he was like, I know you deserve more and blah 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 blah.
It's the nigga who loves to talk on the phone.
I know the one who loves to talk on the phone where I battled with myself.
Y'all are making me hate, man.
Just come over here.
Through a well-executed text message, gunshot to the gut, basically. Wow, so then in the message he was like, I think that we should be friends or whatever. So I'm sitting on the plane and I'm like, okay, you know what, my gut instinct is like, wow, I should, like, we should have the conversation about this, da, 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 da. But then I was like, you know what, if this is how you feel and you're admitting all these things, like, I think that we should be friends, because even from the beginning of our relationship, it was a very like, it was a very mixy thing. I was a side chick at first. It was like all those things where from the onset of the relationship is always something romantic, and never like the friendship was there, but it was always trying to peel back the feelings that we had for each other. So it was never really just strictly friendship. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, we could just be friends. You know what I mean? Like, even in my heart, I was like, maybe not right now. Cause he was saying like, not right now, but I feel like we should be friends if there's any future for us, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, let's peel it all back. All the layers. Let's just be friends. My son hit me with, nah, I can't be friends with you. Like, it's too much for me. And I was like, but this was your idea.
That's actually how they be.
So then we meet up where I'm supposed to give him his stuff to, like, you know, and I remember telling you guys, I was like, this is going to be the closure conversation. Like, we're going to have this conversation and I'm going to give him stuff. And then, like, we'll really see, like, what's good. Mm-hmm. Like, when I saw him, he gave me a hug and was like, alright, and just, like, left. Like, there was no conversation. Like, the breakup, the conversation was the text message. And then, like, I found out I was blocked on Instagram, like, right after that. And I was like, all right, I understand wanting your space, but it was like, wait a minute. Like, everything happened so fast that I still am so confused. Like, I'm very confused, because I'm just like, where's the closure? Where's anything? My question is always, what did I do? But I know I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I have to, that's what I've been channeling. Like, every time I think to myself, what did I do? I was like, girl, you did not do anything. Like, literally, all you did was voice that you needed someone for you.
Right.
And the person who said, hey, I'm going to be that person for you. Mm-hmm. I said, actively pursued you
after you had already broken up and asked to get back with you.
On the premise that everything will be will talk about everything. I'm trying to get married, like, da da da, and like, bitch wasn't even trying to get married, but I was like, for you, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try all of it, because I really love you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was like, I didn't ask for any of this.
Literally, not a single thing.
And then you go like, nah, like, even though you ain't asked for it, like, I can't do it. And I was like, okay, let's be friends. No, okay. Like, it's just been mad weird. Mm-hmm. So that's that, but that's done. Like, you're not gonna hear me in another fucking 3 weeks, I promise you that.
Because 3 months.
It's really the audacity at this point. Like, I would be being fucking stupid if, no, it's the audacity. I cannot. I wouldn't even admit it, to be honest with you, but I won't. Like, I just can't. But that brings me into being single, which is like without a safety net, because I feel like I've always had a safety net. Even last time, it was like, even though I was really, really done, mm-hmm. we were still talking to each other. It was still like, maybe, I'm mm-hmm. not going to say, like, now it's just like, nah, I'm dead ass, like, just single. Mm-hmm. These niggas are trash. I know we say it a lot. I think I almost feel like the name of this show should be These Niggas Are Trash. Because there's just like, so.
Nah, we don't censor this show around these niggas, though. But they are, in fact, trash. So just get a tattoo to your body. I mean,
yeah, you're right at this point.
That's what you do.
You and I, Rodeca, we're next. We got to go now.
But yeah, so I was out. I'm already out here, you know, hit me up. But anyway, I'm already out here, and like, a couple people came forward, like people, which has been, it's very funny that me and Akur like kind of like are in parallel right now, where a lot of people, I'm like, oh shit, like I still got it. Like niggas are really feeling me still. That's crazy. But it was somebody that I used to work with a while ago, and then he came forward and was like, yo, I'm trying to like get with that. And I was like, oh word, that shit is lit. But then I think the weirdest one was the middle school crush that came out of nowhere, and that was cute.
That'd be happening.
Until I found out that like exactly what you were just talking about, which why I was laughing. You think that like when you grow up, we all kind of do this evolution together.
Nope.
And it makes me realize that like, okay, this is special that we've been able to like evolve and unpack and do all this type of stuff, because this middle school nigga is like, it's fascinating.
He's quite ignorant.
Because I was like, what do you, okay, so this nigga don't masturbate because he thinks he's gay. Like, he was like, oh, I have man hands, and hearing myself groan.
Oh, it's so illogical.
I have
that it's
man
like,
hands.
He was
they
like, yo, I have
your
man hands.
Actual hands.
My own hands. I don't be doing that because that shit is gay.
If this nigga, and then I posited, he doesn't clean his asshole.
He does not wash his hands. His man hands do not go near his anus.
He's
they do
also,
not.
If he has foreskin, he's not pulling that shit back and getting the gunk out, bro. His dick
because
stinks, and so does his butt.
Because
so
that's his butt. Gay.
That's mad gay. I don't.
Because his own man hands shall not touch his body in that way. In ways that are pleasurable. And washing your ass is pleasurable, because when me and Samantha was on vacation, I didn't realize how much I moan and groan in the shower. Just doing basic ass shit, just like washing. This is like came out.
Yeah,
and
me and Belle were
like,
"What the fuck is she doing?
You masturbate?" And I was like, "I was just washing." My bad, y'all.
It does feel good.
It just feels mad good.
It does feel good.
So
to be
he
clean.
Is not washing his ass and with his man hands, because that's a pleasurable experience. Okay,
how could you not?
It's so strange. And talking to him has been so interesting, because I've just been like, you are so,
it's a specimen kind
it's,
of.
It's almost like not even a fucked away, but kind of. It's just like, I don't know what to do, because I don't know anyone else like you. Like, I don't invite people like you into my life.
Yeah.
And it hasn't crossed the point where I'm like, you're genuinely making me uncomfortable, or else I'd just dead him. But it's just like, some of the things he says, I'm like, you cannot be serious, but he's so serious.
Yeah. But I say, don't wait for it to start making you uncomfortable.
We were talking about
heed
this.
These flags,
the red flags,
because it's going to start to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And we ain't going to act like we didn't know, because we started here with not watching, with not, and not masturbating. We knew from the door.
Yeah. Some of the things he does say make me like, he's like one of those, every meme about niggas where you're like, they can't be doing this. Like, he would really be like, yo, what's your favorite color? Purple. He's like, all right, so what would you do if I pulled your legs up behind your head?
Wait,
and I'm
he
like,
actually did
no.
that?
He we were literally talking, and I said I was sick.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you sick enough that I can't put your legs behind your head? And I was like, what do you want me to say?
How did we get down this lane?
And then yesterday, literally, I was like, oh, I was going to take a shower. I said, be right back. And then I came back like a whole hour. Sometimes I say I'm going to be in a shower, and then I'm in a different spot.
Did you say if I was
in
there, what would you do?
He was like, oh, you probably didn't even want a shower. And I was like, why would you? What the fuck are you saying? And he was like, because you're a dirty girl.
Oh, Jesus. Make it stop.
I am literally speechless. I usually have a quip. I have nothing. I'm sorry. I'm just dead, bro. I'm literally dead.
He was like, I'm sorry that it failed. So I just want y'all to know,
you're a dirty girl.
I'm out here with y'all now that. On some what the fuck is niggas and who are
what
they
are
and
men?
What do they do?
How
because
do men?
I have had a small sample population of what it's like.
Nah,
and the
that's,
shit
nah,
out
that's
there
pretty
it
consistent with the actual population,
wild,
bro.
Son. What?
You can generalize that to the general public. The general population, you sure
these
can.
Dating apps are odd, like niggas ooh are weird. I had a full-blown conversation with a dude who sent me a dick pic, and I was like, does this work for you? Like, I really wanted to analyze what was going on.
Nah, I had that once. The guy asked for like a full body picture of me, so I sent it because I'm a bad bitch.
Okay.
And then he returned with a picture of his penis, and I just hit that block button so quick. I said nope. No. I was like, so we're going to block and delete. I didn't need to see your I didn't ask. We were having a fine conversation. How did a picture of me lead to you thinking that I needed a picture of your penis? You could have just said, wow, you cute. Wow, you have a nice body. Wow. Like,
he even could have, not that I would have wanted him to do this, and I probably would still blocked him anyway, but he could have just said, I'm hard. But you know, he just showed you his full dick.
His whole penis.
And I bet the angle was trash.
Of course.
I bet it looked ashy, et cetera.
Yeah, they don't be.
Well, it's gay to lotion your dick, Rodecca. So.
Okay. You're right. You're absolutely right. Damn, they be walking around with ashy dicks too. Because that's skin. Like, they get ashy, yeah. So I don't even get it. Like, I'm tired already, y'all. It's been 2 weeks, and I think it's three weeks now. But yeah, it's really like this is it.
And you will hop from dating app to dating app and still continue to encounter this, and then you may get to a point of me where it's just like, nah, we're good.
Yeah,
Let's try some other folks.
That happened to me recently. What happened to you? I was talking to someone who either listened to or still listens to the show. So you're going to get a quick drag right now. And they were like in my inbox or whatever. And I'm like, I don't really like to like talk to fans on a personal level because mm-hmm. it's just like, you don't really know me like that. So it's fine. But he was like being like funny and entertaining. I'm like, okay, we can engage here. And we're engaging. And then there's a lull in the conversation. And I like go to like, I don't know, like wash a dish or some shit like that. I come back to my phone. And I have a picture on Instagram. And then I have, oh my God, Sam, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. And I'm like, here the fuck we go.
You didn't mean.
I'm like, here we go. I open it up. And of course, it's a picture of this man's bulge.
What? But he didn't mean to do that?
What? How did that? Why were you in the Instagram app in my DM in the fucking camera thing? And then he's like, oh, I don't even know what that's a picture of. Because, you know, if you send off a picture on Instagram, you can't see it anymore. Yeah. It's like, I don't even know what that's a picture of. It was his bulge. I never said that it was his bulge. I was like, okay, nice try. Thanks. And then he was like, come on, Sam, if I wanted to send you a dick pic, I would have just done it.
So you didn't know
what you sent a picture of.
And now
you're for sure it's a picture of your bulge. And I'm like, okay, I don't give a fuck. Stop talking to me. And then he's like, I was trying to take a picture of my cat. And then he sends an actual picture of his cat.
Your cat is in your pants?
How did we go from, oops, that was an accident, to, oh man, I can't see that. Oh, if I would have just sent a dick pic to, oh, I was taking a picture of my cat.
I was actually trying to send you a picture of my cat.
Did I ask for a picture of your fucking cat?
I didn't. We were not talking about his cat in any way.
I literally went from, I did not mean to send you a picture to, I was trying to send you a picture of my cat.
And the thing with these niggas is just like, do you think I'm a fool?
That's what, it's like an insult to like, yeah, my intelligence.
Yeah, and I'm pretty smart, man. I'm pretty smart.
I'm smart enough to see through that.
Niggas be fucking complimenting you.
They're not even good roses. They're terrible.
It's very bad. Niggas be complimenting you on how smart you are and then try it immediately.
Try to see where your intelligence seeps.
Exactly.
Where it starts to falter.
And I'm just like, that's what that reminded me of that with you. It was like, fine conversation. Fine. I don't even talk to you guys who listen to this. I don't even, especially if you're a man. Oh. I do not talk to you niggas. I allowed you and you perpetrate and trespass with a bulge photo? And then what am I supposed to do with that? Like, oh, that was an accident. Oh man, it was an accident, but your dick is really hard though. And then what?
I'm gonna start sending you pictures
of my titties.
That's
like,
exactly. Did you think
this was a porno?
That's exactly what
it's the porno. It's the porno.
It's the cheese, it's the sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's not that. It's not that in real life.
At all. I watch porn. I never think that any of those things are going to happen. I couldn't imagine dropping a picture of my fucking pussy like randomly to people.
Oops.
It's so strange. Why?
Once again, I'm speechless.
Yo, I'm already tired, y'all.
It's just really, it's very quizzical from you motherfuckers. It's quite bizarre behavior.
I'm literally sitting there puzzled, contemplating, I don't understand. And I want
someone with this thought process
to really walk me through it. Yeah.
Because do you expect me to be like, oh, that's a nice dick. I wonder what it's like in my mouth.
Like, exactly
where are we going with this? Wait, why do you see that happening? I'm
sorry, this is just, it's so true.
Even if it is a nice penis, and I say, okay, that's a nice penis.
Akua should read erotica.
Where do I go after? Like, where do you?
Y'all fucking out.
I wasn't.
Like, then we're just sexting.
Yeah,
we hadn't even crossed the bridge from I'm talking to you and you listen to the show to we're friends. We're
not even friends. I'm romantically pursuing.
Yeah, you jumped eight things, and if we were on that eighth thing, you don't have to send an accidental quote unquote bulge pic.
That's it.
What? Because
I would have asked for it.
Exactly. Guaranteed. And also, I wouldn't have asked because I don't even like seeing dicks. I don't like dick pics.
Dick pics do nothing for me.
You cross so many steps.
You cross
so many steps.
I've been learning that.
It's nice to look at it, but that's not going to get me hard.
Oh no, it doesn't. It does not wet a thing. It doesn't. It does. It doesn't.
It does not wet a thing.
Not an envelope was moistened. No.
No, I don't get it.
Oh man.
Like does a pussy pic get a dick hard? Does it
yeah.
if you're
yeah,
a
it Trump, does. I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they're weird.
Maybe masturbating off that shit.
Because it does not a thing for me.
Me neither. I don't really like disembodied genitals in general. So
that is such a weird way to think about
sorry,
it.
Sorry, but that's what it is.
I thought of it in a
when
jar,
you
bitch.
Say it like that, as I a don't photo. Think. Yeah, she yeah. thought about it in the jar.
I thought about that bitch
that
in a jar.
That fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Disembodied. No, sorry. But you're right, yeah.
Well, I don't like those either. Just to let you know.
Oh, but yeah, Rodeca, that's what's out here.
Yeah, sorry.
That is what is out here. I am sorry. That when you venture into singlehood, this is what you're
it's
left.
Good,
I got
man.
Pushed out, y'all. I didn't even have a choice. So here I am, just fucking stuck. Yeah. Well, thanks. Thanks sorry. For having me, y'all. It's rough out here.
It's rough out here.
Explore women.
I'm yeah. very intimidated. I want to, okay. but I am intimidated. Mm-hmm. I feel, I don't know, because I've only ever dated men, I don't feel that nervousness around men. Like, I either... It's not to say that I got it like that at all, but it's like
you got it
I
like
feel
that.
Like
thanks. You got it.
Thanks. oh my god, you know. Anyway, it's like when you're talking to a dude when you're flirting with them, I kind of feel like this ease where it's just like if this happens, like it's gonna happen, or it's just not. Like you know, either way. Like with the women, I like I'm really thinking about everything that I say because I'm like, oh my god,
yeah.
It's just like yeah. a different minefield for me.
Hmm. And I downloaded the app Her
mm-hmm.
one day and realized that. I don't know the dynamics in speaking to women or other like other gendered people. I don't have with cis men.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to navigate these. Like I what I realize is that I need to be pursued. I'm so used to being pursued by cis men that I don't got it. So you're going to get this like and this wink and you got to take it from there. You just
that's
have
funny.
To. And I don't know if other people operate like that like if just all women are here like, well, somebody gotta say something. Like I don't know if it has
on apps specifically.
I was talking to a girl on an app and she her
I've
introduction,
never used her, but bitches be talking on apps.
Yeah. I think her introduction to flirting with me, I didn't know. She was like, I like your lip gloss. And I was like, thanks. And I was like, and like we were talking
it can
about,
come so platonic.
We were talking that, about like my lip gloss, but I was like, you match with me. So like are we flirting right? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel so comfortable in a different way where, like, I could be, like, doing weird things, da-da-da-da. And, like, in the past, when I was younger, like, I would be into girls and, like, I would think that we're flirting with each other. And I'm like, oh, we're just being, you know,
and I think
close.
The and, downside like, oh, like, of fucking with these cis men that send you their penises.
Accidentally, though.
Accidentally,
yeah. Yeah, you know.
Is that... There's a directness in the fact that this is romantic or sexual that it flows when it's with other people.
Mm.
Because like with that trans man that I liked all his Instagram pictures and all of his stories and all of everything. There was still this, and though he had first added me on Instagram and found me after we like ran into each other multiple times, there was still this unsureness like, come over, like, come get this pussy. What are you not sure about? I don't understand. What's happening?
There's like, so like, there are even cis men who act like that. Like, for example, the AI robot who I'm trying to get with. there are cis men who act like that, but more often than not, cis men don't act like that. Yeah. So like, yeah, I think women are just being normal people.
Yeah, which I'm just not used to, which is like, it's refreshing, but it's also what do I do now?
No, I'm used to women being normal people, but in, I guess that's just not my experience romantically, and that's the adjustment that I need to make, because we will end up talking about my lip gloss, and I don't know if that means you want to kiss me or if you really want to know where I got it from.
That means you're not looking at my lips in all those photos, which is nice,
queer interactions, I need something to be more direct. Like, I need it to be, but I don't want to be the direct one because I don't know what that's going to come out as.
Okay, and you want it to be direct in terms of like flirting, or because sometimes I'll just ask people, are you interested in me like platonically or romantically?
Even that, because that gives me an idea.
Would you ask that?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Well, that's why you're gonna be single for nothing.
That's it. That's why I'm just gonna be here with nobody. Just
would you ask that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I had a recent experience where I literally didn't know somebody was flirting with me. Because I said I was gonna, the conversation was, I'm building a roster, and he was like, I'm trying to be a part of that roster, and I was like,
see, he was, well, no, was, you direct. Were actually not reading the signs.
I was not reading the signs at all. Yeah, that was actually, and I was just, like, what do you mean? And he was like, I'm trying to be a part of the roster, and like, I asked him a third time because I was like, I want to answer you, but I need you to be like direct, and he was like, I'm trying to fuck, basically, and I was like, oh shit, it's lit.
Yeah, I need that directness.
But yeah, I do need it, and I think I had posted something on Instagram because somebody was like trying to be subliminal and like go around the bush, and I was like, just tell me, because I do not read into like anything at all. I will be around a person for mad long and they'll be like, I liked you the whole time. I'm like, you're full of shit because you never said anything.
I can read into things, but that's actually more in person. I'm just that I can read into things because there's just a lot more to pick up on like body cues and that's language. True. Through text,
it could be anything. Yeah.
And I can't read that. I physically cannot read. I lack literacy.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Same boat, though. Yeah, same boat.
Sorry that this is what's out here.
My whole fuck me was just a list of reasons why I don't like men.
So. I want to hear it. Make it quick. Come on.
I think you guys have all personally heard this, though. Okay. Like, you've heard all of these things, so I don't need to say them here. And then also, we got to get out of here. But I'll tell Rob next week.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
But yeah, I literally wrote down, you motherfuckers are weird and I rebuke it. And that's...
That's the name of this episode. I love it.
Oh, that's true tea. All right, ready to move on to the next segment?
Yes.
Okay, our next segment is
Fuck you.
The segment about your sexual, romantic, and dating lives. If you would like to ask us for some advice, share your hotels, or rant against the white cishet patriarchy, please send your thoughts to ihupodcast@gmail.com, and do not forget to include your pronouns.
This, the subject of this is, I'm the opposite of a hoe, but I want to be. Hi, I'm the opposite of a hoe, but I want to be. I'm struggling with my lack of sex life, and I was wondering if you had any resources to help me navigate being a 21-year-old in college with little to no experience. Well, I'm 21, 22 in November, never had a real boyfriend, and never had sex or even really second base, but I'm at the point where I don't know how to tell a guy I'm a virgin without feeling ashamed, but I'm not waiting for marriage or anything. I just want a serious boyfriend, not a fling, to have sex with, which most guys won't wait for. And both my friends and I are in the same boat.
Interesting. This is hard because men suck.
Yeah.
Who?
There's not even like a feeling ashamedness of it so much as a... I don't want them to like fetishize you.
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, unless that might be a kink for you. I don't know. We're going to find out.
That's true.
They will fetishize you.
Yeah.
As this virgin conquest, which somehow their penis is going to change your life.
Yeah.
I feel like if you say that you want it to be with someone who's a serious boyfriend, because I was going to say at first, like, you don't really, if you want to just not be a virgin anymore, you can have sex. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't need, but if you want to like be with somebody, I mean, just wait it out. Make sure you're friends with that person. It's going to take a while to find a quality nigga, because
if you're not here earlier.
I don't know.
This is hard.
It is hard.
If you're not waiting for marriage, but you do want this to be with someone where you have some kind of connection, I feel like you're going to have to really seed out these niggas. Like, your intentions really like, I ain't fucking till I like you and you like me and we done solidified something. And really like stating that to all of these niggas, because they'll weed themselves out really quickly.
Yep.
After
but
that,
some of them will stay around.
Yes.
Especially like in this age range, they're wilding out here still to this day. But back then they're wilding something like wild. Mm-hmm. Like a 21-year-old will like have a fake 6-month relationship with you just to fuck.
Yes, and that's the sociopaths. You cannot and you will not avoid them. And you know, it comes to the point where you have to, if that happens, and I hope it doesn't happen for you. You still have to validate that whatever you felt for that person, whether it wasn't reciprocated, was real, and that's what led to your decision.
Because at
the end of the day, it was a relationship for you. Whatever their intentions was a hoax or whatnot, if you get to that point and you feel comfortable with this person and they've showed you whatever they need to show you that you feel like this is the step you want to take, and it goes awry because they are a sociopath, you cannot blame yourself for being falling for a sociopath. This is what they do. It's literally what they do.
We've all done it.
Exactly. And you have to accept that everything that happened was real for you. There was significance in that intimacy for you. And, you know, move on or get therapy if you can't move on.
There you go. Wow.
But that is probable. It is. You can weed them out to your best ability. You can run to a sociopath. And, you know, that's life. But you can also weed them out and run into a really nice relationship that will be lovely
for you.
That does
happen sometimes.
You know?
Would you say, let's assuming they're in this situation where they're like, okay, well, I haven't found a serious boyfriend, but I'm still trying to fuck out here. Mm-hmm. Would you tell men that you're a virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, losing your virginity can be an uncomfortable experience in terms of just like actual physical experience. Mm-hmm. So just based off of that alone, I wouldn't want somebody to just like go in with the assumption that I know everything or that it's like, it could be painful for me. You know what I mean? So I would want to be like, yo, like I'm a virgin, like don't wild out on me or something like that.
I would like to reframe virgin as never having had.
Yeah, like this is my you know, this is my first time in this rodeo. You can,
yeah, true.
Whichever way you want to like communicate that, it doesn't have to be those words. I'm a virgin, but oh, I've never really, you know, gone this far with someone.
Yeah, because
this is all this. You know, once you said you've never been to second base, and I don't know what that means.
I think that means touching the genitals.
Is that what's first base?
Kissing. And then third
base. We just
base
go
is
from
sex.
Kissing to touching the genitals?
That's what I was about to say. That's
these
wild.
Some far bases.
I thought first base was like touch. Oh, because a home run is sex. So.
Okay.
Maybe third is oral. Second base is touching or kissing the breast over or under the shirt or other erogenous zones while clothed.
Okay, so you're
third
right.
base is manual or oral stimulation of the genitals, and a home run is full sexual intercourse.
So if you haven't gotten to the second base, there's going to have to be a lot of talk before we talk about virginity.
Exactly.
Yeah, because
that's
I haven't
true.
Even been here
exactly.
with you sucking on me with clothes on.
Yeah.
So.
Sucking on me with clothes on.
Yeah, so, you know, this is a conversation that you're going to have. Like, once you're in some kind of, once you're in a relationship, because that's what it is when two people are communing.
Yeah.
Platonically or not.
Girlfriend or whatever, yeah.
Once you're in this relationship and things are starting to progress sexually, these are conversations you're going to have because you need to have your boundaries. You're not sure what you're okay with.
Yeah.
And it's going to come up. It's going to cause anxiety. It's going to cause conflict. So you're going to have to communicate these things to this person so that your safety emotionally and physically overwhelmed is taken into account of.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't even have to jump that far to I'm a virgin, but nigga, ain't nobody touched these titties before. I don't know. Like, these are new things we have to talk about.
Because washing your own titties is gay.
Yep.
So I haven't even touched my titties.
So bad.
Gotta call it back every time.
Ooh. ooh, I'm the gayest bitch I know.
I know. I'm
in here. Yeah, fucking it up. Yeah, so once you found someone who seems decent enough, which is the good first luck. Step, where they're not sending their bulges and their penises, you know, they're holding real conversations, they seem to care about what you say, and you feel comfortable in that sense to move forward, there's going to be a series of conversations had about where you are. Yeah. And how you want things to pursue. And hopefully they are, again, are a decent person who are keeping your emotional needs, your physical person. They care about you as a, you know, a part of their decision making, and that they don't intentionally and sociopathically hurt you in some kind of way to get to their own means.
That's good. I agree with that. Yeah, it's good to look at the process of having sex for the first time as an actual process and a series of conversations. I really like that.
These niggas be out here wild, like Smith said.
They're weird and we rebuke it.
They're weird.
I'll start carrying around holy water.
We're gonna start selling it.
Yeah,
let me. It's really just going to be tequila, and we're gonna splash into these niggas' eyes so they leave.
Okay.
So they leave.
That is assault.
It is.
But the fourth time that you just openly said you like rob people, assault people.
Okay, that first time I did. Oh no, I will rob these people. They invite me to their home.
It was also like a serial killer conversation before we went on break or something like that.
Oh, probably. Oh yeah. I remember that too. These are the dark thoughts that I have to like work through on my own and like, oh, that's a little problematic, Akua. You know, so I do them some steps. But these niggas need to learn, okay? They need to learn. Stop inviting me to your house without thinking that there's danger.
To your house.
There's I don't invite really no good... one to my home because my first thought is...
Where y'all be fucking then? At the other person's house or at like a hotel?
I be fucking niggas at the house. But like... Okay, no. I used to go to people's houses that I didn't really know like that, but now I don't.
Okay.
But there is... But back then
I
was
hotels too.
Yeah, back then when it was niggas that I didn't know... Or like going to niggas' home, there were safeguards. Your address was sent to my friends.
Yeah.
My direct location was ongoing until I told them bitches I was home. Yeah. I knew every exit, and if you had bars on your windows, and there was pepper spray in my purse.
Yeah.
And I knew how to take the nearest object and impale you with it if I need to.
I would appreciate like a comic book series, kind of like a dark comic book series where the protagonists are villains, where they're just like a gang of bitches going and gender nonconforming people and gay niggas just going to like cis niggas' houses and fucking shit up, just like robbing stuff.
That's I want you to teach
like
you that there
Ocean's
is no safety.
11, but like robbing niggas.
There's no safety in this privilege.
Like
you have.
Ocean's 11, but like robbing niggas. Got it.
It's robbing season. Okay, I hope that helps.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, tell us how things go. Keep us updated on the process.
And you said that your friends are also in the same boat, so I'm assuming, and because you said that you yourself weren't waiting for marriage, that this is just happenstance, that you've gone through life without actual sexual intercourse, which happens.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what high school was like for you, but 21's not that
it's
young.
Not, it's yeah, not. And then there's no like timeline on having intercourse for the first time either.
Nope.
Yeah, so don't feel ashamed. I don't know if we ever said that, but like,
oh yeah,
that's don't do that.
Nah,
don't. There's nothing wrong with you.
There's not. That's life.
Yeah, and then also, do you want to have sex because you desire sex and a relationship, or do you want to have sex to just get it over with?
True.
Maybe unpack that. You know,
and you know what are the reasons why it can't be a fling rather than someone you're emotionally entangled with.
Yeah.
Unpack all of that. Unpack what you want out of these niggas in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then move forward in that. Because unpacking what you want out of these niggas in a relationship will help you weed these niggas out.
That's true. That's also true.
Don't go on crib dates. Last one.
No crib dates. Yeah. No dates at the home or at their household. Okay. Next is Gene. Big age gap. Big problems. Gene writes, "Hi, first thing I want to say is that I love you hoes. Been listening for a year now. You've helped me so much when it comes to finding out what I like and what I don't like. My pronouns are she and her, and I'm a black 19-year-old bisexual from California. Thank you.
Hi.
Anyways, there's something that has been bothering me for a week now.
Precisely a week.
Yeah. 7 days. So last year I met this guy online named Aaron, and we met up and had a one-night stand. It was honestly so amazing, and his dick was magical. He was the first black guy that I've ever hooked up with. My city is full of beautiful black people, but it's hard to find someone that isn't already in a relationship, and the single ones aren't always are always apparent. Oh, and the single ones are always apparent. Okay, that's interesting. After the first hookup, we would just talk and text, but slowly stopped after a while. Almost 2 weeks ago, he hit me up to see how I was doing. I thought it was God gifting me since I was thinking about him and his third arm that same day. You guys are always so, like, visual with these letters.
She's great.
So, yeah, I enjoy it. So, of course, I immediately plan a day to go see him. We hung out. It was pretty chill. We watched a movie and ate watermelon. I felt very relaxed and intimate with him, but the feeling of relaxation turned to horniness very quickly, as it does.
It does.
We rush into his room and start going at it before he could put anything in me. I ask if he's gonna use a condom. He didn't, but we still fucked since we both said that we don't have any STIs and haven't had sex in a while. Now, here is where it starts becoming weird. While we're in doggy-style position, he starts to say, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck this young little girl pussy.
Ugh.
Or this 19-year-old pussy is so good. Now, he is 37 years old, and I do like older women and men. And don't get me wrong, I love role-play type talks during sex. But I wasn't a role play. It wasn't a role-play, and for some reason, him saying my age bothered me. Yes, that was weird. But I didn't want to be a buzzkill, so I didn't mention it. After we're done, we start to cuddle, and I decide to ask questions about his life. We aren't that close, and I never really tried to learn about him since our relationship was just casual sex. He told me he beat cancer when he was younger and things about his family. I felt honored that he was okay with telling me that. These things will tell you anything.
Huh.
Like, it really don't matter. He then asked me if I was really 19. I showed him my ID, but he was surprised. But was surprised he didn't believe me since this is the second time we hung out and he didn't ask before. Oh. Yeah, that's weird. I then joke around and ask, what would you do if I was 16? I started to laugh thinking he was going to be like, what the fuck? But then he replies saying, damn, that would be so hot.
Leave that man alone.
My heart drops and I was shocked and a bit grossed out. Remember, this thing is 37 years old. Yeah, we remember. Yeah. Then I ask him what he would do if I was 13, and he replies with the same answer.
You didn't need to ask that question.
I start to put my clothes on and he grabs me asking if I'm all right. No. I think he could then tell I didn't like his answers. He starts telling me to chill and that it was a joke. I didn't want to accuse him of being something he's not if he said it was a joke. After that, I go home and text him to get condoms the next time. For some reason, he gets completely upset with me and asks, why do we need them? I tell him that it's safer and I don't want to keep going raw if we ever decide to hook up again. He completely takes it as an insult, accusing me of thinking he is, I don't know if he said dirty. So in the context of this statement or in this letter, I'm going to say dirty, but just in general, I would like to reframe that as not having an STI or having an STI. Mm-hmm. So accusing me of thinking he has an STI. I don't understand why he was getting so upset with me, wanting him to wear protection. I think he would want to, especially if he said in the past he doesn't want children for a long time. He wants to have sex with children. Sorry. I had to do that. It becomes a huge argument, and part of me just wanted to block his childish but the thought of saying goodbye to his dick makes me sad. I haven't seen him since our argument over the condoms, and I don't know if I should cut ties with him. Okay, well, I do know I should, but maybe if I convince him, he'll give in and wear them. Sorry that this was long. I wanted to make sure I didn't leave anything out. Bye, hoes, and I cannot wait till the next episode, Gene.
All right, Gene.
Oh, Gene.
Thank you for writing into us and entrusting us with your, thank you for being transparent with us.
Yes. Gene, I think we need to rename the subject of this line as I've been having sex with a pedophile.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do. We seem very fixated on the fact that he doesn't want to use condoms and less fixated on the fact that he wants to have sex with children or people who are... He wants to have sex with the children.
Yeah.
I think she's fixated on both, but her main issue at the end was the condom thing and not the age thing.
But it was the fact that there's still this wanting to continue having sex
with
him.
That is the main issue, yes.
That's the issue for me.
No.
Leave us nickel alone.
Yeah, these are really big red flags. So I saw this email come through like the day it came through, and I already responded and I said, these are red flags. Mm-hmm. Don't. But just to unpack a little bit more, we can continue to discuss. But Yeah, don't.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's not even worth like it's being like it. Maybe it's didn't. Don't question it. There's nothing to question because what you're glossing over are like things that they're more than red flags. I don't know what that is. It's just like a dead don't do. Like do not do this. Like oh maybe I can ignore ring this. Alarm. It's like an alarm. It's just like. You were uncomfortable with a lot of things. It doesn't even seem like a pleasant, like, yes, he has a big dick. Great.
But, like, but, there's other big dicks
like, these
out
are
there.
Things that you're and willing to gloss over.
There's other black people out there. There's just a lot of sex out there from both men and women that you don't have to do this.
Yeah, like, I understand.
Like, this is kind of unsafe.
I understand being perplexed at that age play that you didn't consent to. But once the line of questioning started that way, if I ask you if you would have sex with me as a minor and you say that would be hot, even that's if you were funny. Joking, that's a problematic ass joke.
Yeah, that's not
that
funny.
Is not
that's
a joke.
Weird.
That is
and given everything that's already happened, it's clearly not a joke.
It's
like I could see if it was a non sequitur that came out of nowhere, but he asked you for your ID after you had sex twice.
So he didn't care what age you
exactly.
were to begin
yes,
with.
Yes.
You could have been 12.
And then there was the quote unquote role play, which I don't think that was role play.
Yeah, no.
You
that
are
was,
19.
And he enjoys what he thinks is
there's
younger
no role
pussy.
Here. You are actually 19.
Like the words little girl pussy
that's
when
disgusting.
I am 19 and an adult.
Yeah.
Is like you're fetishizing my age for more than what it is. This is more than age play. You want me to be you're infantilizing me and my genitals, and that is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
On top of the fact that the whole condom thing is like
also
you
I
have
also,
every right to not to want to use condoms.
Right. The fact that he even tried to argue it down is a glaring red flag. Anybody who tries to argue with you about a condom, don't have sex with them. Just
and they will
because those niggas will take it off.
Yes, they will
from personal experience.
That's one. And two, that's gross negligence of your boundaries. That nigga said, fuck your boundaries. I can coerce you. I can talk you down out of your boundaries when you've stated them. That's a red flag.
Then tried to like use like some kind of reverse bullshit on some. Oh,
exactly.
You think that I have something and it's like, okay.
What if I got something?
Yeah, that's a fact.
What if I have a chronic STD and I'm trying to help protect you
exactly.
without having
he doesn't
to
even,
out myself?
And
he
then also
care.
The fact that he's talking you, for, besides the fact that he's trying to argue out of your boundary, if he's doing this with you, he's wronging other people.
Yeah.
Also, I said in the email, please get tested immediately. Well, not immediately. I guess wait like the conversion period. So like wait a month or something like that. But you got to get tested.
I'm sorry. That was very triggering for me.
Sorry.
I didn't even think about it, but it's true.
I just need a moment. Oh, child.
That's the black ass bottom line.
No, that is the black ass bottom line. Because when I got that into my head and my own experiences, and that it's a changer. If he is raw dogging you, he's raw. There's nothing
he's
special
raw-dogging
about
everybody.
Everybody.
And telling them the exact same thing.
Everyone that he's having sex with ain't not a condom used.
Man. Man, nary.
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 Nary
a condom. But seriously, though, nary a condom.
Yeah, so, you know, pedophilia outside of that, which we can't separate the two, but you know, if it was just the condom thing, that's red flags. But the man is into younger people. The man is into children.
Yeah,
the man is into children, and he's trying to use you as some kind of political
legal outlet.
Yeah,
for his bullshit
way.
Yeah,
and there's no
if even because he didn't care about the ID,
huh? He didn't even seem like he really wanted to see it.
Did you show it to him? He asked. I gotta go back.
I think it was like now you playing. Let me
he
see.
He then asked
like,
if
nah.
I was
and then
really 19.
He didn't believe her afterwards.
He
like,
didn't
he didn't
her.
Want her to be 19.
No, he didn't want
he
her to be
her
older.
To, yeah.
Than
yeah.
19. He wanted you to be 19 and
or
younger.
Or younger, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't care how good that dick is. I don't care if it made you see angels at the pearly gates. I don't care if it helped you reconnect with your ancestors. I don't care if it gave you the most earth-shattering, seizure-causing orgasm. Leave that nigga alone.
Yeah, I think the red flags are not worth that.
Yeah.
And then also, there's other big dick out there, man.
There's a lot of big dick.
You
will find a person with a big dick, a small dick, a medium dick, who knows how to get you where you need to go.
Facts. Exactly.
Because I'm sure it's not really the size of the dick, but the fact that he can get you where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find someone else who can do that for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it. Tell us how that goes.
Please. Block his number. Erase it and just don't look back.
That nigga might be on a fucking list, if you know what I mean.
Who?
I would not be surprised if that nigga was on a list. Yeah.
Samantha's right. Go get tested.
Yeah.
Don't have sex with that man again.
Yeah, seriously, block him.
Block him.
Very disgusting behavior.
All right.
That's an episode.
That's
it. Sorry to leave on that note.
Yeah.
This was kind of like the men are trash the episode though, yeah, honestly.
That's exactly
I
what
think
this was
every step of the way.
We inserted that. Okay, and that's a great way to introduce ourselves to our new listeners.
Hi.
Okay.
Hey. You know these niggas
don't
suck
know if you knew what this program was about, but this is it. Okay,
yeah, it's like that, denouncing capitalism and talking about like how large the universe is.
We're yep. talking about sex and all the facets that come around it, including the fact that these niggas are not trash if you're attracted to these niggas.
We started, y'all. If you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Inner Hole Uprising without the G on Twitter and Inner Hole Uprising on Instagram and Facebook, innerholeuprising.com to pay us and to check out our merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you'd like to follow me specifically, I'm single.
plug yourself.
Yo, somebody.
Don't send her bulge pictures.
Don't send me any. Actually, I don't even know if I want to even do that call because y'all niggas be wilding. But either way.
Oh, no, we're not supposed to be talking to listeners.
That's true. That's true. So never mind, y'all.
I
am
out. Because it's bad, Samantha.
I agree that it's bad.
We have to save ourselves. We have to save each other. Don't fall down that. Don't fall down that hole.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a hole you want to go down.
It's definitely not a good thing.
Well, you can follow her anyway.
You can follow me anyway and talk about other things, you know.
Yeah.
At the darkest timeline, because this is and it will continue to be the darkest timeline. Every day we stray further from God. Continue.
That's so true.
You guys can follow me, Aku, at Hey Akua Girl on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter and at Carmen San Diego for travel and food photos on Instagram.
Bye. Stay tuned for that YouTube video.
Yes, bye.
That's true.
Bye. Bye.